We heard some months back, last year, actually, like last year, there's going to be a new cricket facility built in Wodonga. It's like a centre of excellence, an indoor cricket facility. But it turns out that it's $210,000 short, meaning Wodonga Council will have to make up the shortfall. That means your rates, Lou.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it. Let's talk to our man in the cricketing know, Robbie McKinlay from Cricket New South Wales. Morning, Robbie.
Morning, Lou. Good morning, Matthew.
Yes, good morning. So $210,000 shortfall. It's going to be voted on tonight at council.
Yep.
Is it worth paying that $210,000?
Oh, you carry that sort of coin around your ashtray, Matt. So, yeah, that's not a problem. No worries at all.
Will it be worth it? What will this facility bring?
Hey, look, I can't comment on how there's been a blowout or whatever the finance around it, but I guess from my perspective and for a cricketing person, we so desperately need this centre of excellence to get our next, you know, Andrew McDonald, our Dominic Thornley, because if we to get that type of facility, we've got to either go to Canberra, Melbourne or Sydney at the moment. So, yeah, look, the intention in around it is absolutely we need it. The blowout, yeah, you know, how that comes about, not too sure.
I guess my question to you, Robbie, is if...
You sound so serious.
I'm very serious.
That's very
this
serious.
Is serious. You're talking
money.
About my money, Robbie, as a Wodonga ratepayer. Yeah, so they're asking us to cough up $210,000. I noticed, though, in the breakdown of who's paying what to whom and who's bringing the chips, that Cricket New South Wales are only ponying up 50 grand. What's the go there, Robbie? I don't understand.
I think that's very generous considering it's across the border in Victoria.
Oh, come on, but we're on the border. Dredge up that old bloody chestnut. We are one and the same. We're twin cities. We benefit from each other's facilities. I think Cricket New South Wales needs to give... If you guys pony up a bit more cash, then we Wodongans will be happy.
Yeah, oh, good on you. I think that'll probably be explored. But yeah, Lou, I've never heard you say to me about that. I think they'll find a way. There's no doubt about that. There's surely with a federal election floating around, there'll be a bucket of cash somewhere. Surely.
Lou turned it around into a grilling of Robbie McKinlay really quickly there. That was beautifully done.
Oh, well.
Well done, Lou.
That's all right. You're welcome.
Impressed. All right. So
any chance you could speak to our Carlton Football Club about our performance?
Oh, you poor thing. I'm surprised
maybe
you brought it up.
I should run a workshop, Robbie.
I think when you're down and out, Matt, you got to talk about things. You bring it up. Lou's given honesty and I've given honesty. And how about you, Matt? A bit of honesty about your bloody crows.
We've run out of time, Robbie. Can't talk. Here's Lenny Kravitz. Thank you, Robbie McKinlay from Cricket New South Wales.
All right.
Slew and Matt. It's Triple M.